Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. For the first half hour, it's Dr. Sergey Shuley Sorin, Dr. Norm Shuley's son. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? And actually, I have a very pleasant, wonderful surprise. Dr. Shuley is doing better, and he's here with me at the house. So, if Dad, do you want to say hello?
Good morning.
Dr. Shuley, it is wonderful hearing your voice. It really, really is.
And I avoided it for 5 weeks back because that's...
Well, we've had a little connecting issue, but that's, and a few health challenges, but hey, we're better. That's what matters.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Shuley, Lou Cassidy and I are planning to see you very soon, and I'm pretty sure that he lets you know that, right? So he and I are going to be with you. Yeah. Is that okay with you? Did I come?
Of course.
I'm really looking forward to it. And I've noticed that in our garden, it looks like the tomatoes are just about done. And I think tonight we're probably going to have a frost, and that's going to be it. So you might want to get, if you still have some left, you might want to get them picked before tonight.
Actually,
Dr. Shuley, is there anything that you... Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're 100% right. We last night, we just picked up our last cucumbers from the garden, and, well, that's all, folks, you know. Game over for that season, right?
Yeah. Have you noticed, Dr. Shuley Sorin, that in your when you eat from your garden, what you've grown, not only is there the pride knowing that you've made that happen, but have you noticed that the taste, the texture is different from that of the commercially grown food that's sold at the supermarket?
Like 100%. Yes. Oh, yeah. And plus, you know where it's coming from. We don't put any junk into it. No chemicals that will screw things up. And lots of love.
Yeah, lots of love. And that's really interesting that you say that, because around here in our farmhouse, when I go outside, the chickens come running over it because they know that I'm the guy with the tomatoes. You know, when I pick tomatoes that just aren't, you know, that the bugs have gotten to before I've been there, you know, I throw them over the fence from the garden. They come running, and they love the tomatoes, and they love the peppers, and they love what we deem not good enough to eat. And it's a wonderful thing. Being with nature and the love there. And, you know, they're showing me that they're hungry, and they also show me that they trust me. The dogs are out there with the chickens. The cats are out there with the dogs and the chickens. And the cows are right in the backyard, too. And they all get along just great with us. And there's a lot of love. And I wanted to ask Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley, do you think that people do better living on a farm with all of the extra love that is in a farm with between the animals, among and between the animals and people?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Vincent, I'll jump in. You know, the human jungle is a little bit less friendly, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, well, let me ask you this.
And, yeah.
You originally or spent some time on the East Coast in a great big city, one of the biggest cities in the country.
I grew up in New York for the most of my life.
Yeah. Do you like it here better?
Well, let me put it this way. When Dr. Shilly offered me an opportunity to join him in his practice in the holism, I said yes. I didn't know that I was running away from New York without knowing that I was running away from New York. But, hey, my family's still there. You know, it's great. It's a good place to visit. It's just I'm realizing big cities, especially East Coast and perhaps now West Coast, have gotten very, very difficult. Very difficult.
Right. I have a question for you. This came from a 40-year-old woman, and she said that she is on synthetic thyroid meds for a few months. She listened to us, and Dr. Shilly had said that if your oral temperature is less than 98.6 after you've been awake and running around and doing daily activities for 2 or 3 hours, then you are probably hypothyroid. So she went to the doctor. They did a test, and they said, okay, well, we'll put you on some synthetic thyroid meds. And it's not working. And she's trying really hard to get them to her doctor to prescribe Armour Thyroid. If she gets prescribed Armour Thyroid, do you think that is there a transition between moving from synthetic to Armour Thyroid, which is natural, or not?
This is what I've learned from Dr. Shilly, and this is the technique that I applied, is that I usually start off, for example, especially if the synthetic Synthroid doesn't work, which is frequently the case, in my example. That's why most people come to see our practice, whether it's telephone or Skype or in person here in town. It's interesting. Most doctors are trained not to consider the more natural alternative, like such as Armour, whereas the standards of care, which is literally substandard, is that if you're not doing Synthroid, you're not following the standards of care. But Synthroid is one of the worst things out there in that category.
It sucks.
Dad's got a way of putting it, of course. Yes. So I would basically start with maybe 60 milligrams of Armour, and then if needed up, or down, and then just literally titrate, and see what you need to do. Now, there's other things in addition to that. It's not just as simply as Armour or thyroid replacement. You also have to have some iodine. So, for example, iodorol once a week, it's 12.5 milligrams. Or you can go on a daily basis with a smaller dose. Usually it drops, but you don't want to take too much of the iodine either. It can suppress the thyroid function as well. And the other things that are related to thyroid is basically, everything. Hormones, stress, lifestyle, and whether or not you have enough energy supplements could be complex. Vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium. Everything is related, because if the body is missing any of the given factors, or you're not utilizing digestion or nutrition properly, you will be deficient.
And did I hear you correctly say that iodine suppresses thyroid function?
Too much. Excessive.
Too much.
I've had clients who, basically I advise, we advise, and feel free to jump in, of course, when people take something like iodorol, 12.5 milligrams on a daily basis, it can indeed suppress thyroid.
Okay,
so not more than once weekly, generally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what about iodorol? I'm sorry, not iodorol. What about Lugol's? One or two drops a day. Is that too much?
No, that's another alternative, but the ultimate cumulative dose of the medicine will be the same as iodorol. It's just a question of whether a person prefers to have drops on a daily basis, or arrange your medicines or supplements and put the iodorol once a week.
Yeah, okay. And what about Lugol's applying it with a Q-tip on the skin? let's say, the size of a postage, you know, small postage stamp. Is that equivalent? Is that a delivery system that works for absorbing iodine?
I know that this is very commonly utilized application for women, especially, who have basically, well, it's issues with the breast health, in other words, lymph swelling or lymph stock, in other words, pain, discomfort, all sorts of issues, or concern for precursors to breast cancer. In other words, if you want to prevent the whole thing, in other words, keep the lymph flow going, that iodine is one of the ways to do that as well, topically. I just don't know what the absorption exactly is going to be for the internal use, so to speak, because it depends on the skin, it depends on the temperature of a person, it depends on the area, it depends on so many factors.
Okay, what
it's
about
predictable.
For... Yeah. What about for those who have what's commonly referred to by dermatologists as barnacles? You know, these bumps on the skin that are benign, they're not cancerous, it's just, but maybe they want...
Are we talking about, you know, so-called the old age spots?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's unfortunately happens with the skin, but... it's generally well. That's a good question. I haven't had an experience with iodine in that matter. So anything is possible. I, you know, if someone's got a good report, please tell me.
You know, a number of people I've seen have those brown spots on their skin. I don't have any, and I'm wondering, does that tell you anything as a medical doctor? Spots. I think, didn't they used to call them liver spots?
There's still that skin is, now we're getting into, if dermatology is one of the most confusing matters, subjects, you know, to discuss, especially in the radio without a textbook, without pictures, because, rashes, spots and things like that. How do you make sure that it's not a melanoma? In other words, those are more irregular, wider, growing, multicolored texture. But again, sometimes, you have a brown spot that doesn't look like it's changed, or at least we don't notice, and it could be anything under the sun. So this is one thing that I will certainly advise. If you have a question, and it's good to consider, ponder, think about it, but this is where... I would literally go to a dermatologist and have a good look and a full body evaluation if you haven't, because it's so much easier to catch them early and deal with it if it doesn't need to be dealt with. Or you, at least you'll know for sure that whether it's a biopsy or just a look and say, okay, well, it's not dangerous, and then you can deal with it in other ways.
Gwyneth Isaacs is a USA Preparers instructor. She is the only full-time radio correspondent in the United States hailing from Australia. And she called me and she said that she was in pain and she was no longer in pain because of what she did. She thought she had a gallstone. And so she told me that she drank apple cider vinegar. And then she waited a few hours, and then she drank about a cup or so of olive oil to pass the gallstone. Is that something that that you've heard of people doing or have recommended in your practice?
I haven't recommended it, but it certainly may seem plausible in mechanism. Dad, do you want to jump in?
I agree. Yeah.
So that's something that can be done, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Dr. Shealy's with us.
With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, it's a delightful broadcasting with the father and son team of Dr. Norm Shealy and Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren. If you'd like to contact the practice in Springfield, Missouri, same practice that I visit, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. That's a telephone number for the clinic. That's not the telephone number to be on the air at USA Prepares, but that is the number that will connect you with the clinic so that you can set up your appointment if you'd like to get a telephone consultation, a video consultation over the internet, or an in-person consultation. And so here, this may be an example. So the lady that I was telling you about initially in this broadcast class today, this 40-year-old woman who is on Synthroid, lives in another state. She doesn't live in Missouri, but she'd like to get on. She knows about Armour Thyroid, but her current medical doctor will not prescribe it. Is that something that she could do? Call your office, arrange an appointment, and talk with you or Dr. Norm Shealy and see.
absolutely. Thank you so much for mentioning, because about, I would say, 50 to 70% of our clients are not only out of the state, but out of the country. We have people from Europe calling in. We have people from South America. We have people from basically all sorts of continents, literally. And one of the things that I get to do is when a person, when a person's doctor, physician, is not really doing right for them, I'm happy to stress because, well, it's just, common sense is just missing. He just likes it, that's all. And it's terrible.
I have an exclamation point I'd like to put on this. So Mrs. Finelli and I have our annual Medicare checkups. It's required to stay on Medicare that we be seen once a week. I'm sorry, once a year. And so last week, or a week or so ago, we had our short Medicare health checkup. It's just a quick checkup. And my internist has been the same one for many, many years, over a decade. And she looked at me, and she stopped, and she said, "I can't believe it. I can't believe how good you look. I can't, you know, your skin looks great. And you're just not necessarily following the advice that the doctors in the hospital have given you. You've been fired by your the hospital doctors, and so then." She couldn't believe that, you know, I'm 70 years old. She can't believe that I'm doing the things I'm doing. And I said, well, you know, Dr. Sheely and I are dear friends, and he provides me counsel and advice and protocols, and I follow them. And then what happened was our son went in for a checkup about a week later. And the same doctor looked at our son and said, "Your father, I can't believe it. Can't believe how good he looks." And he does his own thing, and he's fixed his problems. Well, does his own thing really means I follow the advice of Dr. Norm Sheely. And so she actually is very interested in the protocols that I am deploying, and I've told her what they are, because it's not, I guess, common to do the kinds of things, the non-invasive things that Dr. Sheely has recommended for going on the 12 years that I've known him. Is that in concert with what you're hearing from others that who are your patients?
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Sheely, she doesn't think I look 70. My pulmonologist, you know, every time, it's the same thing. These lady doctors who are, you know, quite skilled, stop during the middle of the examination several times, and they're aghast that, number one, I'm still alive, and two, I'm in, like, the top 95 percentile of healthy people for my age. They just can't believe that I'm doing the things that I'm doing. Is that also something that you're finding?
Let me just jump in on this, because this is very powerful, what you just said. True health may never be found in the conventional healthcare system. Perhaps the disease prevention, chronic disease management, but not true health. This is what you have to apply. This is what apply, well, in terms of lifestyle, proactivity, common sense approach.
Do you have a few more minutes?
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in southwest Washington State have ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. There's an unusually high number of wildfires burning in the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Canada. Sharon Storetti is with the Washington Department of Natural Resources.
And we're using our resources here. We've got some airplanes on it. As you can see, it's smoky, hard to see, so sometimes getting aircraft up in those conditions is very difficult.
Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko is reporting numerous explosives-filled drones struck Ukraine's capital as Monday morning got underway. The blasts echoing across Kyiv, setting buildings on fire and sending people running to shelters. There's no immediate word of damage. Jerry Lee Lewis and Keith Whitley have been added to the Country Music Hall of Fame. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
This can be slight and
what are today's hot
last day of God,
take my
when you go to the
season for 2 seconds sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, medical doctor, and he and I have been broadcasting going on 12 years, and it's great to be on the air with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, I was reading about foods, for years, and I have read that coffee is good for you. If you have a heart murmur, maybe it's good for you. And then I've read coffee's bad for you. And then I've read that meat, beef is good for you. And then I've read that meat is bad for you. And then candy, well, obviously candy is always bad for you. And then canned soup with all of its preservatives and high salt content is not good for you. Do you have any thoughts about, well, let's start with coffee.
I think a cup a day is fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you...
too much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one cup a day is fine. Three cups a day is too much, I believe I heard you say. What about decaffeinated... Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What about meat? Do you recommend some amount of beef or no beef for most people?
Yeah.
So you do recommend it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and what about canned soup? So canned soup could be Italian wedding soup, it could be tomato soup, it could be chicken noodle soup, it could be minestrone. What are your thoughts about canned soup and the additives?
No.
Okay. All right. What about something that just about everybody loves? Candy. Now, it could be candy canes, it could be gum, it could be...
I haven't eaten candy in 50 years.
Okay. All right. And does that include chocolate? I'm talking about a quality chocolate. Or is chocolate good or bad for you, or in moderation? What are your thoughts there?
Moderation.
Okay. All right. And then there are the thoughts that we should be eating more vegetables. And I have to tell you, Dr. Shealy, summertime, you know, once the tomatoes come in and the bell peppers and the jalapeno peppers and the chili peppers, I literally, well, maybe I should tell you what I have for lunch. And actually, I have it maybe three times a day during the growing season. And that's I'll go outside and with a bowl, and I'll pick some tomatoes and peppers and bring them into the house, wash them, and then cut them up into, you know, bite-sized pieces, put them in a Rubbermaid container, a small one that they fit into, and then I'll put some salad dressing, which would be extra virgin olive oil and a little bit of salt and a little bit of green and white and black pepper ground up in there, and a hot pepper, and a small hot pepper that I slice to let the juices, if you will, come out while I shake it up, and then I put it on a plate and eat it. What are your thoughts about that maybe two, three times a day during the entire summer? Because what I've noticed is that my... the beginning of a gut that I would have from the winter is absolutely positively gone. I've lost weight, and I feel so much better. Do you think that that has something to do with eating a lot of tomatoes and a lot of peppers and, you know, mostly vegetables and meat maybe for dinner?
No, because I don't eat peppers at all. Green peppers, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, green peppers. Do you think that my weight loss has something to do with that diet?
Well, possibly. But it is total envy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, yeah. And, okay, so can you overdose on tomatoes?
I don't think so, but I don't care to get.
Oh, okay, because if I could overdose on anything, it could be tomatoes or watermelon. Okay, what about eggs? So we have 13 chickens running around that are Rhode Island Reds, and then we have three that are cream leg bars. And, you know, they run around the backyard and they lay eggs. And we all eat eggs. I can only eat eggs scrambled. I can't eat them any other way. And I put some milk in the scrambled eggs. And it makes them, you know, lighter and fluffier. You know, maybe a tablespoon or two of milk in with one egg. Is there an... Can we overdose on eggs? Can we hurt ourselves? Can we? Will it increase our cholesterol if we have too many?
I eat only 3 eggs a day.
You eat only 3. All right. Now, are they large or extra large or medium? Do you know?
Oh, large to medium.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And how do you like your eggs?
Oh, soft-boiled.
Okay. Now, if we heat an egg too much, can we destroy the enzymes? So, for example, if I am pan-frying in extra virgin olive oil or avocado oil, scrambled egg, can I damage the enzymes by doing it that way?
No.
Okay. My grandfather lived to, I think, 94. My mom lived to 94 as well. And I remember in the 1950s, my grandfather, every morning for breakfast, he would take an egg out of the refrigerator, and he would take one prong of a fork, and he'd poke a little hole in one end of the egg. Then he'd poke a small hole in the other end of the egg, and then he would suck the egg through the hole and eat it raw. And then he would chase it with a small amount of whiskey. Now, this is a guy who was in World War I, and I think he learned about that in World War I. And do you have any thoughts about that? And I don't know why. He was not an alcoholic. I mean, I never saw him drink whiskey except for breakfast with an egg. You know, a small amount to chase the egg. Have you ever heard of that?
No, but...
Do you think there's anything negative? Are there any negative effects that could result as doing
probably
that?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, it didn't seem to hurt him because he probably retired in his 80s, hard-working farm-type work, retired in his 80s, and then he retired to just do the farming around the house. Okay. All right, so that was a couple of the questions. I have noticed that over the years, many years ago, I was prescribed a medication for respiration. It's called Advair. And I noticed, and this is many, many years ago, and I noticed immediately upon using Advair for the very first time that it affected my heart rate. My heart rate went way up. And I was on the lowest dose of Advair. And then I noticed starting day 1, 2, 3, 4 that my vision became blurry. Have you heard of medications or have you experienced with your patients medications like that for allegedly improving respiratory problems affecting eyesight and heart rate?
Everything affects everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what I did. I stopped using it.
Right.
And my and my heart rate came right back down to normal. And my vision came back. Literally. And, you know, I called the doctor. And I was told by the nurse, stop using it right now, right now, right now. Okay. So I stopped using it. And then... For the next, you know, after that, I had a checkup, and the doctor said, no, it doesn't do that. It doesn't do that. Go back on it. So, but I'm not on it. I'm not on it. I don't use it. So what I know for a fact that that particular med affected my heart rate and affected my vision, and my vision came back. And then I noticed also many, many, many years ago, I was prescribed hypertensive medicine. And, you know, this was before I knew Dr. Sheely. And so I took it for a short time, and I noticed that I had edema. You know, my legs were swelling. You know, you pull your socks down and you see that your leg is, you know, smaller under your socks than the area that your socks didn't cover. And I read I read some of the adverse effects of this med, and I weaned myself off it. How about that? Is that something that you've experienced as well, Dr. Shealy?
Excellent. Absolutely.
So you have experienced it in that as well, meaning yes. With your patients?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so, class, you know, what USA Prepares does is we bring firsthand experience to the classroom. We literally tell you things that have happened in our lives, what we've done about it, and what the result was. When I went to the university, the particular course of study, which was management, business management, for my two degrees, they were taught in the manner of case studies. And that's why I'm predisposed to teaching here at USA Prepares. My particular presentations are case studies, things that have happened, tell you what the situation was, what the scenario was, what the changes to that scenario were, and what the result ended up being, which was like hypertensive medicine, getting on it, seeing the results of edema, swelling, getting off it, and the swelling going away. And Dr. Shealy, you said something, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's pretty close to the point that you were making, that if a person is on medication, pharmaceuticals, for 6 months or longer, their life is being shortened by that pharmaceutical prescription. Is that correct or not?
Yes.
So, in that line of thinking, Dr. Shealy, I have done everything that I can to wean myself off all the medications that I've been prescribed and replace them with supplements like Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula. That is, it's absolutely fabulous. And I've got it right here in the studio. I take it multiple times a day. This is not a commercial class. This is an endorsement. Dr. Shealy's Essentials. Multiple times a day. Turmeric and curcumin. And what I found was that the pain that I had in my chest, this really helped. Turmeric and curcumin. What Dr. Shealy has recommended. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. And there's a new vaccine that could be ready in months. And this vaccine is from Merck, M-E-R-C-K, the pharmaceutical company. They've teamed up with Moderna to develop a shot for melanoma. And it reportedly uses the patient's own tumors. And so the question is, for Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley, given what we know about immunizations today, would you recommend someone getting a cancer vaccine when it becomes available?
No. I haven't had a vaccine in 50 years.
Yeah. Dr. Shuley, it's been reported that I believe it was Pfizer, I'm going from memory now, did not test their vaccines for, I'm talking about COVID vaccines, for transmissibility. How is it possible that a drug would, or a vaccine would not be tested for transmissibility from one person to another?
Well, everybody is unique.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you think that would be something that they should have done? Should they have tested it or tried to test it? Because from what I understand, you got COVID from someone who got the vaccine. So it transmitted from that person to you, right?
Right. I consider it poison.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. Doctors have told me, I'm not talking about the doctors in your clinic, I'm not talking about you, Dr. Shuley, And I'm not talking about your son, Dr. Sergei Sheely Sorin, but others in the hospital setting have told me that their patients would rather take a pill for it than fix the root cause. So, for example, if they could, if their patients could take a pill to lose weight, they would rather do that than stop eating the foods that are causing them to gain weight.
Okay.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense to me because it looks like those patients that I see, you know, when I'm traveling about, have not found that pill because they're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But the point is, the message that I received was that people want to take the easy way out. Whatever the easy way is, that's what they want to do, rather than do the right thing in the first place. Is that something that you would tend to agree with? I agree with it.
97.5% of people do the wrong thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And of that 90 plus percent of people are doing the wrong thing, I read that about 30% or 33% think that they would vote for Joe. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Somebody asked me how many dumb people there were in this country as, you know, as a percentage. I would never come up with that number. How could people vote for him? Okay, next question. Thyroid storm. Is that something that occurs rarely, moderately, often, a thyroid storm in today's world, Dr. Sheely?
Relatively rare.
And what is the protocol? What is a thyroid storm?
Well, you know, too much thyroid is an overdose.
Too much thyroid meds, meaning excessively hyperthyroid, meaning yeah. Overactive yeah. Or underactive?
Yeah.
It's overactive?
Yeah.
Overactive. So when someone yeah. has a thyroid storm, then what would be the protocol?
Well, instantly stop it.
Meaning like armor thyroid, something like that?
Well, no. No, almond thyroid rarely causes that.
No, what I'm saying, if someone has a thyroid storm, what is the protocol?
Well, stop thyroid.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay, All right, Dr. Sheely's been with us, and Dr. Sheely, I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to being on the air with you again and again. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your wealth of information. And I look forward to coming over to your house and with Lou and spending some time with you. It's going to be a great day. Again, thank you very much for being with us, Dr. Sheely.
Blessings.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.